Hi, my name is Lynn Octavius Green, and I'm looking for employment in a variety of positions, but if you have the position open for anything in the field of social services, like addiction counselor, social or human services assistant, social or community services manager, social worker, or human resources manager, I offer you exceptional analytical skills, incredible interpersonal communication skills, experience with stressful, highly psychological situations, and I have a very, very good tone with people that are in need. I was recently employed as a hospice worker and biohazard worker as well as a healthcare during the COVID-19 pandemic, and I was able to help them to contact their proper departments and assist them with things that they needed to get done as far as paperwork, like legal documents and certifications, social security cards. And I was also able to help calm them during their panic state. Finally, before my tenure was over at the healthcare and the biohazard, I was able to analyze the schedule and the necessary sanitary needs for every section within the healthcare and provide all comprehensive cleaning regimen along with co-authoring a proposal to ensure the continuity of these regimen when I was to leave. Well, there's other things that I offer. After I was awarded with a degree from Northwestern, I also functioned as a community service outreach employee. I've also worked for FedEx. I've also worked in culinary arts. I worked as a caustics clerk and many other clerk positions. I can attain for anything intermediary and experience in many, many different fields. If I was granted an interview, I will be able to discuss things more. And thank you for your time.
Hey, everyone. This is Stephen Maxson. How is everyone? To my future employer, I would say that I'm loyal, and I get along with everybody, and I'm a fast learner.
Hey, to a future employer, I would definitely tell them that I have the skills, the knowledge, the qualifications and talents, everything that's needed to make a good employee, and I'm a hard worker. I always show up to work on time and get the job done efficiently, so I am definitely willing and dedicated to put in good work, and you can always just count on me for anything, so and that I definitely have learned from my past mistakes and continue to build experience. And, you know, I'm going to therapy and getting education and gaining some job skills and knowledge. So definitely can count on me to stay out of trouble and stay focused on my goals. To be successful. So I have a lot to contribution to make to a company, a lot of teamwork, and really help the company grow and in turn as achieve more opportunities and advancements, so for growth. I'm also the best and the most fun for the job. You can count on me.
What I would probably do is just be honest with them if they asked what I was here for, what my crime was, and what I accomplished while I was here in prison. Most of them don't even ask. I shouldn't say that. Some ask if you have you ever been convicted of a crime. Some say in the last 5 years or whatever. So if they ask and stuff, I'd be honest with them. Explain to them that was 22 years ago, and that I'm not the same person I was back then when I was doing my offending, and that to ask them to give me a chance, and that I'm a better person today than I was back then. I think how we carry ourselves and how we present ourselves is carries more weight than just the words we might say, because out there in society, most of them don't believe anything an inmate or an ex-felon would say anyway. They don't, their words don't carry any weight. I think it's their actions and how they carry themselves is what carries the weight and makes a better impression on a future employer than just mere words. But I would ask them for a, you know, for a chance to show them and for a time to prove myself. And I think that was about it. So, thank you very much and enjoy.
What I want a future employer to know if they hire me is that I'll be the first one there and I'll be the last one to leave. They can always depend on me and trust on me and know that I'll be there when it's all going bad just as much as I'll be there when it's all doing good. And I'll take responsibility for any mess up that I do, and I will become a driving force of the company.
I would say to my future employer, you know, to get the job, let them know I'm a straight shooter. I'm all about 100% truth, and that I'm dedicated to my work. I'm good with my hands. I'm a hard worker, and I'm willing to do anything for my job to make sure I keep it, basically. I've always been a good worker, always kept a lot of jobs out there, so I know I could do it, and I know I could get a good job when I get out.
I'm disciplined. I work hard. I'm a team player, and I have an organized mind. I get along well with people, and I have a friendly personality. I follow directions well, and I have leadership abilities. I'm motivated, and I'm willing to start working today.
Yes, how you doing, MA Diary? If I was open to get a job, I would say that I'm an easy learner. I'm very cooperative, very forward, very respectful, humble-minded, and very kind and loving. I'm always working. Work is my ethic. It is my job. It is something I put much forth of my passion into, my dedication, and my want of a career and retirement. That's me. That's what I'm about in life, and that's always my job, and that's what I'm always focused toward is my future and my present. Thank you.
The main thing I definitely would like my employer to know is that I'm a team player, I'm well-rounded, and I work well with others.
Yeah, future employer, well, I'll let him know as much as I can about myself and about being a responsible person, great work ethic, and value and cherish whatever opportunity he would give me if he gave me a job. I love to work. I feel pride in supporting my loved ones, and even though I have made mistakes in the past, I know that I've learned from them and has made me a better person. And if I don't have experience, then I let him know that I am a quick learner, and I catch on very quickly. And I would work as hard as I can to keep the job and to even earn a promotion or earn a pay raise, and that definitely would be one of my priorities, one of my goals. And I have huge ambitions, and I want to make it to the top if that's what fate has in store for me. And if not, I will fight for it, I guess. And to prove myself that I was the perfect candidate and that they won't regret giving me the opportunity of working for them.
Yeah, I say that I'm a born star. You know what I'm saying? I already won. When I came out of the womb, I was already 21 years old. I tell them, again, this is the legendary Liquid, just if you want to know who's talking right now. Anybody that callers that want to get to know me a little better, 509-204-5896, you already know. But yeah, I mean, yeah, seriously, I let them know that, you know what I'm saying, I'm a child prodigy. I'm ahead of my time, and, you know, with the job, that I'm going to go ahead and with my due diligence, make sure that I give it a 110% of everything that I got, you know. Well, why shoot for the sky when we already got footprints on the moon? And then you shoot for the moon, you're at least going to land on the stars, you know. I tell them, hey, you know, I'm the last one left. I'm that guy for this position or job, and you got to work smarter, not harder. I'm one of the few far and in between. You know, without any certificate, I'm a 5.0 student. You hear me? Not a 4.0, but a 5.0 student. I should be running some of these valedictorian Ivy League colleges. And to guarantee you know, if they take this gamble and hire me, that, you know, they're definitely going to win. You know, we both going to win, matter of fact, but they're going to be happier than they would if they had hired to do before or after me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm God's favorite. That's what I would tell them. But again,
I'm a very hard worker and eager to learn more.